Radio Television Hong Kong, publicly known as RTHK, was set up by the British before World War II as an arm of colonial government for the purpose of providing a news service and official information. Many years later, after over two decades of independent public broadcasting, the Chinese authorities are threatening to close the government-owned broadcaster as they say it has a conflict of interest. RTHK Senior Program Officer Michael Weeks says the mainland government set up its Public Service Broadcast Review Committee to evaluate the broadcaster's future.
The outcome of that review committee we got last year, and it was essentially that they support public service broadcasting in Hong Kong, and they support independent public service broadcasting in Hong Kong, but they just don't want it to be RTHK.
He says while the government does not interfere in any of the English program's editorial content, the Chinese language programs face pressure from the government to toe their line or they won't provide officials for comment, which threatens the quality of work. Because of this, the Chinese language side of RTHK has been more conciliatory to the government than they used to be and not as critical. Those actions were seen to have no effect in curtailing criticism or public dissent, and that was reflected in the decision made by the review.
It's caught in a difficult position where it has a government department that's critical of it, and to a certain extent maybe it doesn't mind, but the people in the Chinese government in Beijing, the mainland government, the central government, can't really understand how you can have a part of your government that's critical of other parts of your government.
The 2008 July protest march in Hong Kong, an annual event, saw members from the Hong Kong Human Rights Monitor, Journalists Association and the civil society of organisations protesting against the decision. The director of the Hong Kong Human Rights Monitor, Lo Yu Kai.
We support RHK, at the same time we support universal and equal suffrage. Both of these go hand in hand. Unless we have a free press, a free independent public service broadcaster and democracy, Hong Kong will still suffer a lot.
While the decision is not final, RTHK has no increased funding, less staff, and faces obstacles in getting government approval for its budgets or projects. Mr. Weeks says there still may be a future for RTHK if it can be turned into an independent corporation.
The ideal thing would be if it was spun off from government and corporatised.
The RTHK Review Committee has stated its position and faces a difficult battle. Elections are coming on, the results of which will lend the committee more or less power and affect the fate of Hong Kong's only public service broadcaster. Jessica McKendry, QUT News.